All right, what's going on in your Hancock Parks? We'll find out. Your Country Now, 100.5 WKXA, Rex Howard, where your WTO 11 weather forecast could be a record breaker with the hot temperature or tire record, 95 today. Heat advisories, heat warnings out. Check out WKXA.com. Get all the details as we find out what's going on in your Hancock Parks. Michelle Rumschlag, again, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Warm. What's going on in the weather? It's hot. It's steamy. It's hot.
Yeah.
Not my kind of weather. I don't like the. Well, I don't mind warm, but I don't like the humidity and.
The humidity. It's not the heat. It's the humidity, right?
And that is a true statement. I mean.
And what about the fireflies? You know,
they started coming out. I noticed them a couple of days ago. Yeah, in my yard. I live out in the county, and
some people have said that there's not as many as there used to be years past. I'm like, I don't know about that.
I mean, they just started coming out now, so I don't know if that's a
true
statement or not. But talking about fireflies, we do have a firefly hike coming up.
Really?
The first weekend in July. So on Saturday, July 5th. Again, just a firefly hike taking place out at Riverbend Recreation Area. In the Big Oaks Activity Area, they're meeting in the kind of the Arboretum. So that's right off the parking area there in the Big Oaks. And this is at 9 o'clock, and it's for all ages. Don't need to sign up. So Saturday evening, you know, learning about them, and then going to be taking a hike and obviously, seeing a different kind of species. And we're very lucky because there's, and I don't remember how many different kinds of fireflies or lightning bugs, either way. Bug, right?
I suppose. Okay.
It's either name is good. But the ones that live around here, of course, do the flashing. That's the cool part of it in the evening. Mm-hmm. But not all species do that. You go out west and they don't. They don't do the flickering and stuff that we get here. Again, just kind of show up. Hopefully there'll be lots of flickering in the park.
You put them in jars?
I don't know if I ever did that as a kid or not. I mean, you can. I mean, anything you can shortly study nature, you know, look at it, check it out, but then like let it go. You don't want to leave it overnight. Kind of release it. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, if you want to carefully collect and observe and then let go, you know, after a little while, don't keep things overnight.
You want to punch holes in the top of the lid, right?
Oh my God! Yes. So I didn't do fireflies. For me, it was the random caterpillar with the mayonnaise jar,
and
a stick and grass because that's what they need. And then that was mine when I was younger. I'm sure we all did that, right?
We did.
Yeah.
What about a boat ride next week? You've got it for the Zonta.
Yeah, Zonta Landing. So this coming weekend, 4th of July, so we're open for that holiday, which happens to be on Friday. So we'll be open the 4th, 5th, and 6th, so making it a long weekend. And then weekends through Labor Day. So again, starts at 1 o'clock, last rentals at 6:30. We've got our pedal boats, kayaks, double kayaks, and canoes, cash or check. That's something that I always tell people when they come by and ask because we can't take credit or debit cards there. And it's just $5 for half an hour. So, you know, bring the family out. It's first come, first serve. So we do have a limit of boats. And then like this weekend, if we get this heat again, you know, with the heat advisory, we don't open. It's just too hot to be out there moving boats and stuff. So hopefully the weekend of the 4th will be nice and come on out and, take a float on the Blanchard River.
Take a float. Yeah, kind of like the Amazon of the Blanchard. I don't know, being out there in this
weather. Not going to see, it would be. But no alligators, crocodiles, or whatever. I guess it would be crocodiles down there.
But there's piranha in the Blanchard, right?
Water snakes are probably, and snapping turtles are probably going to be your fiercest creatures that you're going to find out there. But I think you're safe. I think you're safe if you get on the water,
What else we have going on in the Hancock Park?
So for our little park visitors, we have a program that's Little Hands Nature Club, and we've got them kind of throughout the summer, but one happening in July is on Friday, July 18th, and this is going to take place out at Oakwoods Nature Preserve on the Discovery Center porch. Starts at 10 o'clock, and this is for kids ages 3 to 6 when an adult, but other age siblings are welcome to attend. So if you've got youngers or school-age kids, just know activities are geared for that 3 to 6. And the 18th topic or theme is slimy fun. So going to have things with looking at slugs in a jar. We're going to be mud. We're going to have an insect jello bowl, like all things slimy. And so bring an extra set of clothes. We're going to have a little water pool to cool off and rinse off all the slimy fun that you have. But again, just show up again, 10 a.m. for Little Hands Nature Club. And again, we do have some of them planned throughout the summer, actually some more in July and August. And again, we've got all of our summer activities on our website, and that is hancockparks.com.
Mm-hmm. Check it all out for the month of July, week from today, July 1st. Can you believe?
Yes, I know. June has flown by. It's been kind of crazy.
It went bye-bye. Yeah, pretty much. All right. Michelle Rooms, log in, Hancock Park District. Check out their website. Get a lot of details over there, hancockparks.com. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
We've got our morning mind bender here, Michelle. And it is this here. See what you think here. 28% of people enjoy this after work. What do you think?
Oh, 28% of people. I don't know. I like taking off my shoes when I get home after work. Okay.
That's one, too. But we'll reveal the answer coming up.
All right. Sounds good. Your country now. 100.5 WKXA.